Happy New Year still. I'll be saying that till the last day of January. And not only that, Happy Monday. We all know how Mondays can go, and this has been a very snowy, snowy Monday in January. Where was it at on Christmas Day, right? Go figure, we are in Ohio, and Ohio is unpredictable when it comes to snow. But God is still good and still on the throne. And those who miss their snow, hopefully they will be happy about it, right? Alrighty then. Now you're listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims today on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Not only that, there's another option. You can download a free app called TuneIn. Go to your Play Store. Look for TuneIn. Download this app on any electronic device. And once you download it, please search WWGH. And it will be along with your other apps on your phone or laptop or computer or whatever electronic device you may be using. Or you can call in and ask questions. Be a part of the conversation by calling 740-383-9944. Already we have lived through 24 days of 2022. I thank God for it. Another day in the life of people, right? Now let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People. These people, I tell you, I'm going to have to give them all a blue ribbon. They have supported me since I've been on the air almost, you know, 6 years, 7 years, at least in that length of time, and I really thank God for them, and I appreciate them so very, very much. And not only that, those of you who listen faithfully, thank you, thank you. And those of you who may be your first time listening in, thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People. Now, those who faithfully support Chappie's Hydraulic Hole Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, phone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their free produce will begin April the 16th of 2022. Mark your calendars, and I think it will also begin at 12 noon, like before, until 2 p.m. at the above mentioned address of Logos Christian Ministries. Also, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner Cheryl Lee, location LaRue, Ohio. Phone number 740-262-0939. And she is also a main teacher of the Good News Club, in most which they do have classes in most of the elementary schools in Marion, Ohio. It's an after school program, but I just thought I'd throw that plug in there, okay? Now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled The Law of Karma. Oh, let me get it. Sorry, I had a brain freeze there. Oh, before I say that, you know, we are patiently waiting for my second great grandbaby to be born today. All right. We're just so excited about that. I get a shout out to my daughter and my grandson. Yay. And my granddaughter-in-law. All right. It's always a good thing to have life, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay. Now, this is titled The Law of Karma. Spirituality teaches me to see my responsibility and what causes I am setting in motion by my thoughts, my words, and actions. I just have to fulfill my responsibilities, and the rights will automatically follow because they are the effect. This may not happen immediately, but it is inevitable. The law of cause and effect, action and reaction. The law of karma is an integral part of spirituality. It gives us a basis on which to make right choices and create a beautiful future for ourselves and the world around us. It gives us a basis on which to make right choices and create a beautiful future for others and the world around us. So a basis or a base, a foundation, you know, to make the right choices. Because, you know, we all know that, what they say about karma, you know, whatever you reap, you sow. Whatever you put out there, you get back, right? And I asked Google, you know, what does the law of Moses in the Bible have in common with karma? It didn't really give me a definition as verses, okay? But it stated that the law of Moses provided a framework and rules to help resolve disputes between individuals, a system where people could bring their disputes before an impartial fact finder, such as a judge or jury. Karma is a force of law of nature which causes one to reap what one sows. It is one's destiny or fate. The Bible teaches the principle of sowing and reaping, the golden rule. Any of you know what the golden rule is? Treat others as you want to be treated. And I was like, wow, the golden rule. Okay, that's like the second commandment or the commandment of love that the God just condensed all the laws into the commandment of love, and that's in 1 John 4:8, because God is love, and if you do not love, then you do not know God, right? So when you work on the basis of love and caring for your fellow man, then you try not to hurt them, right? You try not to say rude things against them. You know, you try not to put stumbling blocks in their way. Now, if any of you really want to join in on the conversation, I want to put this question out there. What was the worst karma you ever received back? Can you remember when you put something out there to someone else and then you get it back? Do you remember what that was? And if you want to be a part of this conversation along with me, please call 740-383-9944. And I know I'm not the only one who has received karma. I'm not the only one who has put things out there to say, well, back at you. You know, you're going to get yours, you know. Or to say, well, I wish this would happen or that would happen. And it's not really a good thing to do, because if a person does fall, you know, God is there to help them get up and to hold them up with His righteous right hand. So, and it's almost like this. You're supposed to give to people who need, right? Or to certain charities and things like that. Or maybe a friend may come up to you and they may be having a hard time. And they say, well, you know, could you let me hold a few dollars here or there? Give without expecting anything back. It's not supposed to be like, okay, I'm going to let you have this $10 you asked me for and I want my money back, such and such and such and such. And I think what the Lord is saying is, if you have to do it that way, then don't give it. Give what you can without looking for anything back. If they ask for 100 and you have 20, give them the 20. And say, well, here, you can have that. You can go with that. I don't even want it back. Don't even worry about it. Because I may need that $20 one day. And might have to ask somebody else to help me along the way. That's what God is saying. So we also have to consider ourselves, our children, our grandchildren that are out here in the world, and you would not want them to be out there without. You would want them, if they were without, whether they asked you or not, which a lot of, you know, once they leave home, a lot of them are just too prideful to even go back and say, well, Mom, I need this, or Dad, this, you know. And they may ask somebody else, or they just may stay out there and suffer, and someone comes along and offers them some help, you know. So I try to think about my family, my children, my grandchildren, my brothers, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, because I would not want them to be out there without in this world. And no one would take the time to look at them or to have empathy for them and not help them. So I think about those things, and it helps me to be more giving, more loving, more caring, and more mindful of how I treat other people, you know. So I'm just saying that because I think it's a big deal. We live in a world today where some people say or may not feel that there's love in our world anymore, that people just really don't care about the next man or the next woman, you know, that we're all out here for ourselves, you know. And I've even heard, well, the church doesn't even care. They don't even know what they're doing anymore. And who is the church? Where are they? Where is their empathy? Where is their heart for the people? Well, believe it or not, basically it's in the four walls of the church. Now, you do have certain churches with ministries that go outside the four walls. They put on different programs and things like that. But I don't know about too many of them that really walk the streets and are looking for people to help that may be downtrodden or homeless or don't have anywhere to go. Or, you know, and I know there's a lot of food pantries that give the little bags, traveling bags, where people can just don't have to worry about having a stove to heat up their food. It's food that they can just like eat, well, like right now, without a refrigerator or without a stove. Some of these things are in place, and I think most of the cities of the United States anymore is like that. But we still have people that are without. I was watching, I think it was out in California, somewhere out there, where this community had come together and had like these little one-room homes for the homeless, like little sheds where they could have heat in there and water and a place where they could lay down and sleep. I don't even know if it had water inside. I don't even know. But I do remember seeing that, and they were just lined up along the street for the homeless. This is the world we live in today. Okay? Everyone does not have shelter. Everyone does not have money to go to the store or buy gas or put in their car. Not only that, to even buy a car. I was seeing also on TV today, which I try not to watch the news so much, but I hadn't seen it in possibly a week, so I did spend time looking at that today, this morning. And it was these grandparents, and they have like five grandsons, and they needed a car. And they say that the price of used cars have gone up 43%. 43%. So you're paying all this money for a used car because there's not so many new cars on the market right now. And they say it may be like that up to 2 years. And I think all this has happened because of COVID. COVID has stolen a lot from society, from our world that we were used to. And, you know, some people say, and a lot of people say, that normal that we're looking for and hoping for and praying that we return to one day, it's not happening. Not that normal that we used to have. And we know things are still changing and still turning, and it just doesn't look the same. We don't identify with what's going on today, and we find ourselves not only what they call befuddled, confused, or and some of us are fearful because we don't know what to expect. We don't know what's around the next corner. People are still getting COVID. People are still dying from COVID. People are still fighting against COVID or wearing the mask and all these things. But it does not stop the death. It does not stop people from getting the virus. I'd rather do all that I could to be safe and to keep my family safe than to be out here gambling with my life, which life is a gamble anyway. You know, and every day we wake up, it's a dare, you know. We don't know what's outside our door or what may come inside our door, you know, or we're in our car and may get hit by a car or whatever. You know, we just don't know what the next moment or next second holds. But still, shouldn't we be cautious in these last and evil days? I mean, because if these are the last days, I'm not in a hurry to leave here. I'm just not in a hurry to leave, okay? So, like I said, if you want to be a part of this conversation, please call 740-383-9944 if you want to talk about karma. What was the worst karma you ever received? So, I was thinking, what was the worst karma I ever received? Well, have you ever tried to convince someone of something that was untrue, but you was trying to convince them that it was true? And you were so good at convincing them it was true that you began to believe it yourself. I think that was the worst karma I ever received. Boy, did I ever suffer from that. I'm like, whoa. You'd be surprised what words can do. They can make you or break you. And believe it or not, it broke me down. It really did. It broke me down. It broke my heart. And I didn't know if I was ever going to recover from that. But I did learn to keep my heart in my chest. Do not jest about your feelings, and do not try to convince someone of something that's just not true. Save yourself the heartache. I am just so serious about that because it happened. And I would not wish that on my worst enemy. I just would not. And you know, sometimes when we get upset and we say things to people or about people, or we may say, you're going to get yours one day. And that's true. But we don't have to point it out, right? Because we don't want to say to them, I remember when you were this and you were that. Maybe you were drunk on the street and you couldn't even remember your name or where you lived. Or maybe someone have been, you know, dealing with drugs. Or maybe a wife lost her husband, or a husband lost their wife, or lost their job, lost their occupation, their livelihood. Why would we want someone to suffer that kind of upset in their life? But sometimes we can get so upset and we can say things before we really think them out. My mother used to always say, think before you speak. Well, I'm still trying to practice that today. Think before you speak. Because if you think before you speak, then you might not say some of those hurtful things or throwing things at other people that can bounce back on you. Because even in the Bible it says, you know, when you wish bad on other people and it comes back on you, how will you take it? How will you receive it? You won't even do as well as they did. You would do worse. According to scriptures, you would do worse. You would be in a worse way than what they suffered when they went through it. Because you wished it on them. So, that's what I mean. Let's be mindful of how we treat other people and the things that we say to other people. You know, people laugh at you. I've learned to laugh at myself. Crack me up. You know, I was watching Julia Roberts on Runaway Bride. I remember watching her on Pretty Woman. I think what really made her famous as an actress and as a symbol of beauty, she was able to laugh at herself. Even throughout her movies, she was able to laugh at herself and just crack up at some of the dumb things she did. We have to be able to laugh at ourselves. And when you laugh at yourself, you don't feel like you want to hurt somebody else because they laugh at you. Laugh with them. Say, yeah, you know what? That was crazy, wasn't it? I don't know what I was thinking. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, right. I learned a lesson. Let us learn to laugh with people when they call themselves or consider themselves laughing at us. And they're laughing at you to say, well, you dummy. And I'm laughing at me saying, yeah, you know what? That was kind of dumb, wasn't it? Okay? I just think that, I just really noticed that about her, how she just crack up and laugh about some of the dumb things she did and said, you know, right on screen. And sometimes I do that on the air. I just laugh because I do crazy things on the radio. Like starting out my show and didn't even have the mic and I was just talking away. And I noticed something wasn't right, right? And someone had moved the mic. I just hadn't paid attention to it. I'm just talking. I'm like, oh my, the mic is over there. And I just start cracking up. And maybe some of you were listening to the show and you laughed with me or laughed at me. Even having the show and running the board and all of that, it took me 4 years to learn how to do 4 or 5 little steps on this board. I don't know where my mind was, why I couldn't get it right. And it's just so simple right now. And I'm thinking, why was that so hard, Linda? Why was that so hard? I'd always have the guys do it for me. But it took me a while to do that. Maybe 5 years. But I could do it now. You know, I can record my shows now and turn the recorder off now. Yeah. So, karma. The law of karma. So, it is a law. Now, when you go back to the Bible days and the law of Moses, and I think if you was the cause of someone losing their sheep, you had to give them your sheep. You know, if you killed a man, then you were killed. You know, so that was the law. Not just, and a form of karma, you know, but that was the law. And I thank God for grace and mercy because you may go to prison for life, but you don't necessarily lose your life at that moment because you killed somebody. So, you know, with God's grace and Jesus Christ coming to die for us, our sins, grace was given to mankind. And I thank God for that because Sometimes you may feel like they should have lost their life, but there's still grace in the law for some people and some things. So, once again, when you talk about karma and getting things back, don't put them out there, okay? Let us learn to approach people with a caring heart. I express my care and concern by responding to situations with a cool head and to people with a warm heart. If I remain aware that as fellow human beings, we are all part of one family, and that even the smallest of gestures can make a difference in people's lives. I am always blessed with a caring heart. It takes so little to show that I care, yet it can mean so much. That empathy can mean so much to people. Empathy can cause a person to have hope. Empathy can cause a person to believe in a better way or restore their faith in mankind. We need that in our world today. We need the restoration of fellowship with mankind. You know, we're like, well, where's the government? I don't know where the government is. It's pushing and pulling and tug of war this way and that way, and you can't lead, let me lead. I'm like, wow. Then I heard a preacher say yesterday, you know, a president of the United States is like the God of this world. Figure that out. Who needs that much power? That's kind of a lot of power to consider yourself God of the world, not just over here in the United States, but of the free world. I thought, wow, now that's a big word. The God of this world, all the responsibility and mandates and having control of the law and just different things, and I just don't like the fact that you think you're better than me or you think your way is better than my way. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's no man perfect on this earth. And there was only one man that was perfect on this earth, and that was Jesus Christ. So we can all be wrong. We're not going to ever do everything perfectly right. And not be, might not, and they're not be a flaw in it, or somebody doesn't get hurt in it. And I agree with you, you can't please everybody all the time. You just can't. But you know, mankind was made in the image and likeness of God, and God has given us free will. But somehow man wants to take away man's free will. It's not going to look, my free will is not going to look like your free will, but our free will should look like the free will God has given us. He is our judge, and whatever choices we make in our life, we will pay for them one day, whether they're good or whether they are bad, because we will all have to meet him face to face and give an account, not only of our life, but for every idle word that we have spoken. Now that's going to be a big deal one day, if you believe in that. And even if you don't believe in that, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Doesn't mean that you're not going to come face to face with the Almighty God. It just doesn't mean that whether you believe it or not, whether I believe it or not, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. So, where are we? We are in the 24th day of 2022. COVID is still out there. And I know possibly people have said, you know, all of you who do not want to take the vaccine, I hope you get COVID. I know there were many of you who said it. It wasn't a good thing to say. And some of us got that back if we did say it. Probably because of our mouth. So, that caring heart, which I just spoke about, express your care and concern by responding to situations with a cool head and to people with a warm heart. Whether they do what you do or not, whether you like what they do or not. The Bible says, love covers a multitude of sin. Love. And it talks about the love that Christ had for mankind by dying, shedding all his blood for the sin of man. And it doesn't say sins with an S on it. It says S-I-N. Why? Because mankind has a sin nature. We all do. Like that or not, we all have a sin nature. And we all are not nice. And if we are nice, we're not nice all the time. We have our days. I know I have my days. But I do not want to be the type of person that complains all the time and never happy about my life and things that are going on in my life. Can we begin to start looking at the silver lining in the cloud? You know, your day may start off like not like you want it to. Things may not be going well. But there's 24 hours in a day. It doesn't mean that the entire 24 hours is going to be messed up or send you on a spin where you're just out of control and you're just so unhappy, you're angry. Don't let one moment ruin the rest of your, say, 12 hours in a day. Maybe the first 12 was not good, but don't let them ruin the other 12 hours that the Lord may give you. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for who you are. Thank you for another day of life. Thank you. And somehow in my prayer time, I kind of lost that along the way. I give you honor. I give you praise. I give you glory. And I thank you. And that kind of bothered me when I realized I wasn't saying, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Not only to that, but to people, I thank you. Thank you very much. That was nice of you. That was kind of you. I appreciate you. Those things mean much. Sorry. Those things mean much to other people. It means much to me when I receive it. Oh, I appreciate you, you know. We all want to be appreciated just for the little gestures that we do, you know. And let's not walk around like we got a big head and people owe us anything, because people don't owe us anything. But courtesy and kindness, I think we all owe one another that. But maybe that person isn't kind. Maybe that person doesn't know how. But maybe if you start treating them that way, they will begin to treat you that way and others that way. Now, that's the karma we want to put out there. That type of karma. That good karma. That caring heart karma. Because love begets love. If I put love out there, I'm going to get love back. If I put kindness out there, I'm going to get kindness back. If I put appreciation out there, I'm going to get appreciation back. Let's put that kind of karma out there. I'm sympathetic to you. I'm sorry you got COVID. I'll be praying for you that, you know, the Lord touch and heal your body. That kind of karma, that's what we want to put out there. That good stuff out there. That stuff we don't mind getting back. You know, I got excited about that. Let's get that kind of karma out there, right? Yes. Or just kind gestures, one toward another. Right? Absolutely. Let's learn to pray for others and not judge so quickly. Let us wish them well in all their endeavors. Is that so hard to do? It's not hard. It's not hard. It just takes one step. Let us talk ourselves into good, putting good karma out there, good wishes out there, words of hope and words of encouragement and words of endearment, okay, words of sympathy out there. Let us put it out there. You know, those type of things can begin to turn the world around. And not everybody being so stiff-necked and you know, we're standing so straight and tall that our knees won't bend. You know what I'm saying? Let us turn this thing around. And I know the Bible says, people who are called by my name, humble themselves or pray and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. See, we want to turn from those ways that are not prospering and not blessing other people. And we want to turn from that, you know, like I was saying earlier, whether they're doing what I want them to do or not, or whether I'm doing what they think I should be doing or not, you know. My life is not based on what other people think I should be doing, nor is their life based on what I think they should be doing. But I can pray that the Lord would touch their hearts and their minds to go for what's good and what's best for them. Pray for people. There's nothing wrong with that. But you want to pray good things. You don't want to pray evil thoughts. I don't think the Lord hears evil thoughts, but we don't want to pray those type of prayers either, which is still bad. When, which is still bad karma. Okay, when you put bad out there, you're going to get bad back. So even when you're praying, pray good prayers for people, good thoughts. Because you know what? I want to get the good back. I want to get the encouragement back. I want to get the hope back. That's what I want to reap from other people. What do you want to reap in your life? What's important to you? Is it important that you always get back at other people? Do you make that your mission in life? Let us turn our thoughts around. Let us make it a point to turn those thoughts around and look at the good that we can help bring to other people. Not the bad, but the good that we can help bring to other people. Yes. And let us have that caring heart. Let us send that forth. I just really want to continue to get the good, reap the good karma. I want to put out the good karma. And I'm going to make it a point in my life to put out the good karma. You know, I want people to have value in their lives. And I want to have value in my life. And I want to be able to tell people, thank you for that. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for thinking about me. Thank you for praying for me. Or they may have saved you a seat at a table. Thank you. That was so considerate of you. That's what we want to put out there. Because that's what we want back. We want to be positive in our life today. Let's be positive. Let's think on that positive note. So much good in our life goes so unnoticed. When we focus in the positive, it creates an environment of enthusiasm for the future that affects everyone around us. We want to focus on the positive. We want to focus on turning this world around with love and consideration and kindness and empathy and sympathy for other people and wishing them well. Wow, and wishing them well. Well, supposed to get some more snow tonight, I hear. So be careful out there. I'm going to try to be careful. Get back home in the warm. Get out of these cold boots and on the air. You know, I really hope that I was able to say something to help someone out. I know I really encouraged myself today, and I'm just looking forward to receiving that good karma, because I'm going to make it a point in my life to put that good karma out there to everyone. I'm going to make it a point in my mind. You know, because we can change if we focus on the positive and apply these things to our life. Positive words, positive statements, positive actions. We can change. Change is always good. And it always benefits you when you change for the better and benefits others around you. And your world. Our world needs the better. And let's see if we can't start a tsunami of kindness, a tsunami of love, patience, temperance, self-control. Maybe that was too big of a word, self-control. But anyway, let's work on it. Let's try. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Thank you so very much. I will be doing a show tomorrow with Annette Johnson, and she will be speaking on suicide. It still seems to be kind of rampant in our land nowadays. So we will be having Kimba on the 31st. A lot of you like her. She's on Choosing God's Best along with Tim Jones, but he won't be with her this time. And she will be speaking to you about a lot of things going on for singles and a book club that they will be opening up in February. Okay, so just stay tuned. We hope to have good shows for you, and other people will be coming up. So till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers,